Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, May 7th, and it's National Space Day.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A Marietta man has been sentenced to life in prison for strangling his girlfriend. A standout Marietta high school senior is leaving a legacy of kindness behind. Marietta City Schools plans to target third grade reading with $2.5 million in grant money. The Cobb Planning Commission gave the go-ahead to a 110-home subdivision near McEachern High School in Powder Springs. State employees and teachers will be able to take up to 3 weeks of paid parental leave under legislation Governor Brian Kemp signed into law. And finally, Kennesaw State University will host in-person commencement ceremonies for the first time in more than a year. Plus, we'll talk to MDJ sports editor John Bednarowski about all of the former Cobb County football stars that were drafted in the NFL draft.
Well, let's start. We had one in the first round, second round, and third round this past weekend. So that's the first time that that's happened.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A Marietta man will spend the rest of his life in prison after pleading guilty Wednesday to strangling his girlfriend in 2018. On August 23, 2018, Christopher Gene Scarborough began arguing with his 24-year-old girlfriend, Gianna Graham, at her Marietta home, where she lived with her 4 children. Furious, he strangled her, then fled the scene. He made an anonymous call to police asking that they do a welfare check on Ms. Graham without saying what had happened. The police found Graham dead on her bedroom floor. Mr. Scarborough, now 29, admitted Wednesday morning to having committed the crime and pled guilty to malice murder and cruelty to children in the third degree. Standout senior Manny Lopez Gallegos will exchange one Blue Devil title for another when he graduates from Marietta High School later this month. But the 18-year-old, bound for Duke University, won't depart his high school without leaving a legacy in his wake. Mr. Lopez Gallegos will graduate Marietta High having worked on student council, served as co-president of the student body, cheered for the high school and in travel competitions, and helped guide the school's cultural fluency training announced in 2019 as a member of the student committee. Plus, he did it all while taking a full international baccalaureate schedule and achieving a 4.55 GPA. Wow. But there's one other area of Manny's work at MHS that will make a lasting impact for students who may have before felt excluded. The graduating senior founded the high school's Best Buddies program. The program seeks to build relationships between special needs students and the rest of the student body to break down barriers between the communities and to keep the members of the program from being excluded in social settings. Part of the program includes time where special needs students can interact, eat, and play games with other students in the school. For his part, Manny said his departure from Marietta will be bittersweet, but he's excited to move into the next chapter of his life. Marietta City Schools will be the focus of a Literacy and Justice for All grant that will allocate $2.5 million to MCS and other groups in Marietta. The program is targeted at making Marietta students proficient in reading by the end of third grade. It also aims to make up for learning loss born from the pandemic and various inequities. Funds are allocated by United Way of Greater Atlanta with support from the Joseph B. Whitehead Foundation. The first step is a literacy training program led by Margie Gillis, founder of Literacy How, a Connecticut-based nonprofit. She will lead MCS staff through the training, featuring discussions and exercises establishing the foundation for the initiative. Leaders hope the program will make Marietta a model for other communities around the country. The Cobb Planning Commission gave the go-ahead to a 110-home subdivision near McEachern High School in Powder Springs. The project is slated for a nearly 60-acre site between Gayden and Macklin Roads. For decades, the property was the site of a firing range operated by the Werbel family, and most of the land is undeveloped. Trayton Homes, a Cobb-based developer, is asking the county to grant a rezoning, allowing them to fit 110 homes on the site, as opposed to the 103 permitted under the property's current zoning category. While neighbors to the property raised concerns about stormwater runoff, traffic, and impact to wildlife, the Planning Commission was satisfied with Trayton's proposal and a review conducted by county staff to unanimously recommend approval. The rezoning passed in a 3-1 vote.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
State employees and teachers will be able to take up to 3 weeks of paid parental leave under legislation Governor Brian Kemp signed into law.
By ensuring state employees can take paid time off when they or their spouse have had or adopted a child, we are sending a strong, clear signal that Georgia values every business, every company, and job creator. But we also value each other and every worker.
The bill, which sailed through the Georgia Senate unanimously and cleared the State House of Representatives 153-8, will benefit about 246,000 state workers and teachers. It'll apply to parents following the birth of a child of their own, an adopted child, or a foster care placement. Under the measure, full-time employees will become eligible for paid parental leave after 6 months on the job. Kennesaw State University will host in-person commencement ceremonies May 10th through the 14th for the first time in more than a year. The university will recognize more than 3,600 students who are earning their degrees this spring. All 2020 spring, summer, and fall graduates have also been invited to participate in commencement, with nearly 5,000 expected to attend one of the ceremonies during the week. Throughout the week-long commencement celebration, 9 graduation ceremonies will be held outdoors at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. The ceremonies will be held rain or shine. Visit mdjonline.com for the full schedule. And now, courtesy of Adventure Outdoors, we're joined by MDJ Sports Editor John Bednarowski. John has the news of all the former Cobb County football stars that were drafted in the NFL draft.
Well, let's start. We had one in the first round, second round, and third round this past weekend. So that's the first time that that's happened. Years past, we've had multiple players drafted, but one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. That's the first time that's happened. Let's start with our first round pick, Justin Fields. Dropped a little farther than I expected him to. Really felt like the Falcons might jump on him. You know, it'd been a great story for the local guy to go to the local team, but Instead, Justin Fields went with the 11th pick of the first round to the Chicago Bears. The Bears traded up to get him. Our second round pick was Azeez Ojulari, former Marietta High School standout, went to the University of Georgia. He was rated as the best edge rusher in the draft, but he fell into the second round, the 50th overall pick, and he's going to go and join former Hillgrove star Evan Engram as a member of the New York Giants. And then we have former Sprayberry star Trey Sermon. He went in the third round to the San Francisco 49ers. And then in addition to the draft picks, you know, we had two other guys that signed undrafted free agent contracts. We had Elijah Ponder. He's from South Cobb High School, played at the University of Cincinnati, defensive end, and he's going to go play for the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So it's kind of hard to pass up an opportunity like that. And then Jaitlin Askew, who's a former McEachern defensive back, went to Georgia Tech. He signed a free agent deal with the Miami Dolphins. So for five Cobb County players, new homes in the NFL, they had themselves a pretty good weekend.
John, this week the rain played havoc with some of the playoffs and end of season stuff we have going on here in the area. And lots of things landed on Wednesday. Tell me about the crazy day around Cobb County on Wednesday.
There were baseball series that were supposed to start on Tuesday in Class A. There were soccer games and lacrosse games that were supposed to be played on Tuesday. It all got washed out. The different classifications staggered the days. So now instead of everything kind of being staggered out, everybody decided they were going to play on Wednesday. Great day for some local baseball teams. Mount Perrin came back, scored three runs in the seventh inning in game two to come back to beat Hebron and sweep that series. Pope went to play Buford, and Buford was the number one team in the country, 31-0 going into that series. Buford won game one, but Pope came back, won game two, 1-0 in 11 innings. Pope handed Buford their first loss of the season. Lassiter did the same thing. They went out to Carrollton. Carrollton got them 10-0 in game one. Well, hey, what's good for you is good for me too. Lassiter turned around and beat Carrollton 10-0 in game two. Unfortunately, in soccer, we lost our two Class 7A teams. We lost Walton and Campbell in close games. Harrison too. Harrison was playing. They got beat by South Forsyth. Walton got beat by Lambert, and Campbell got beat by Denmark. It was a rough night on the pitch. Walton girls tennis team advanced to the state championship meet, which will be Saturday in Rome. They're going for their 21st state championship. We've got the sectional track meets going on this weekend. We've got Region 2 and 3 from Class 7A going to be down at McEachern. So if you want to watch some good track and field, that's a good place to go. And then we're getting close. You know, next week we'll determine state champions in lacrosse and soccer. We'll be getting ready for the state golf tournament. So it's all coming to a head. And I know it was a long-winded answer, but you asked.
John Bednarowski is a sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. John, are you going around and driving and making an appearance at every single one of these events? I'm sure you are.
I'm there in spirit. You know, I love this time of year when everybody's in the mix, but, you know, next week it'll be nice to catch up on a little sleep.
John Bednarowski, sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. John, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Sure thing.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.